Blackstone presents The Drum, the Doll, and the Zombie by John Bellairs and Brad Strickland. This book is read by Johnny Heller. For Jean Sharp, one of Johnny's best friends. B.S. Chapter 1.
Charlie, I'm throwing this shindig for you. Now start having a good time, or I'll boot you out into the storm, grumbled Professor Roderick Childermas. He was a short, elderly man with a nest of white hair, wildly sprouting white mutton-chop sideburns, and a pitted red strawberry of a nose. The professor stood before a fireplace in his living room. Sitting on the brick hearth with their backs to the crackling fire were Johnny Dixon and his friend Byron Ferguson, and hunched miserably in an armchair was Dr. Charles Coote, the object of the professor's scorn. A specialist in the folklore of magic, who taught at the University of New Hampshire, Dr. Coote was a tall, reedy man of about 70, his head crowned with fluffy white hair and his long, bent nose supporting thick, horn-rimmed bifocal glasses.
"I'm sorry, Roderick," he muttered. "I'm afraid I haven't exactly been the life of the party tonight."
"The death of the party is more like it," snorted Professor Childermas in his abrupt way. "Right, boys?"
Johnny and Byron exchanged glances. Both were about 13. Johnny was short and blonde and wore glasses. Byron, who preferred to be called Fergie, was taller and more athletic, with jug ears, curly black hair, a droopy face, big feet, and a devil-may-care attitude. For a moment after the professor's challenge, the two friends just looked at each other. Johnny did not like taking sides in a disagreement between adults, but Fergie grinned and jumped right in.
"You said it, Prof," he agreed. "Even before this storm started, the dock was a regular wet blanket."
It was 9 o'clock in the evening of a late September Saturday during the mid-1950s. An equinoctial gale had blown into Dustin Heights, Massachusetts at sunset, and now a dismal wind howled outside as a cold, pelting rain rattled the windows. The nor'easter had brought chilly temperatures, and the professor's first fire of the season was a welcome defense against the cool and the damp. Dr. Coote sighed deeply.
"I'm sorry if I'm spoiling everyone's good time," he said.
He took a sip from his mug of spiced cider, and his glasses fogged from the vapor. He appeared not to notice.
"The truth is, I've been jumpy ever since coming back from New Orleans 2 weeks ago. Something rather odd happened to me there, and I've yet to figure out what it meant."
Setting his empty mug on the mantel, the professor leaned against the chimney and lit one of his black and gold Balkan Sobrani cigarettes.
"Well, spill it, Charlie. You are among friends here. This storm is too brutal for you to drive back to New Hampshire anyway, and I obviously have to offer you a bed for the night. If I must share my house with you, I simply will not have you moping around like a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?